Today, I'm going to share with you my story of transformation. Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa West, and welcome to Living Your Yoga. This past weekend, we filmed episode 200 of Namaste Yoga. And one of the things I've asked you all to do is share your stories of transformation with us so that we can put together a video montage sharing everybody's stories of transformation. The theme of that class that's going to be coming out on October the 18th of 2013 is transformation. And so I thought today I would share my story of transformation. I shared it in the restaurant with all the people that came with us to celebrate episode 200 following our filming when we all had lunch out at the table afterwards, and it was amazing. We had such a great time. So I thought I would share it with everybody today, and we will include it in our video montage as well. So a lot of people are interested in how we started Namaste Yoga. A lot of people ask us how we decided to start Namaste Yoga. In September of 2009, Tim and I sat down in our living room and discussed how I could reach more people through yoga. Did I want to teach more classes? I was already out every night of the week until 10 p.m. And the thought of being away from my husband and my daughter, who was then 7 years old and in grade two, even more, did not appeal to me in the slightest. I was already exhausted from getting in each night at 10 p.m. and getting up in the morning at 6 a.m. to start my day, see Thai massage clients all day, and then teach in the evenings. At that time, I believe I was already teaching in the range of 10 classes a week. And although that was not in, that's not anywhere in the highest end for teachers, that for me was a lot. There was another problem that we wished to address. I planned all these fantastic themed classes, and if somebody was sick or away and missed their classes, it was gone. They missed it. And there was often a lot of complaints about that. So people would ask me how they could make up classes, and I didn't own a studio then. I was teaching at all these different locations. So that was a problem that we needed to solve. The solution we came up with on that afternoon was to duplicate me, my efforts, and my time by filming the class that I was already teaching each week. The idea was that I wouldn't have to do anything I was already doing. We could film during a time that I wasn't teaching, and people who weren't able to make it to my classes would be able to make up their classes. Additionally, the waiting list of people who wanted to take classes with me at times that I couldn't or wasn't willing to teach, for example, our family time or weekends, would be able to take classes with me now. I don't think we quite realized our ability to reach a global audience at this time, in the least. From the beginning, we decided to keep it real. We did not want Namaste Yoga to be polished at all. This was for both Tim and myself. I did not want Tim to be spending long hours in post-production. Also, I did not want people to think they had to be perfect. And I wasn't perfect either. So leaving our mistakes in and not presenting myself as a perfect yogi, real yoga for real people was born. Through 2009 and 2010, I trained to become a Phoenix Rising yoga therapist and group facilitator. This has informed me personally and my teaching deeply. The term Phoenix Rising comes from the mythical story of rebirth and resurrection. According to the parable, the phoenix is a one-of-a-kind bird dressed in plumages of yellow, oranges, reds, and golds, corresponding to the colors of a fire, which also has to do with transformation. The bird itself lives a 500 to 1,000-year life cycle. At the end of its life, the phoenix builds a nest of aromatic branches and spices, uses the sun to ignite the fire, and his own wings to fan the fire. The mythical phoenix marks its death, plunges itself into the fire, is consumed by the flames, and burns into a pile of ashes. Out of the ashes, a new phoenix is born with renewed youth to live through another lifespan. The story is one of rebirth, of death and rebirth. The theme of death and rebirth, of transformation, has been an important one in my life and in the evolution of Namaste Yoga. Namaste Yoga is constantly growing and evolving, and we are open to that transformation and change. In November of 2011, we launched our membership site. So I was teaching, seeing Thai massage yoga clients, Phoenix Rising therapy clients, filming, running a membership site, and somehow being a wife and a mom, and probably not a very good one, or doing any of these things very well. I worked incredibly hard, burning the candle at both ends, when the deck of cards collapsed in January of 2012. I got a headache that wouldn't go away that turned into a migraine that wouldn't go away. So first, I canceled my personal clients, my Thai massage and Phoenix Rising yoga therapy clients. I somehow managed to continue to teach my yoga classes until the end of February, when I decided to take a month off to focus on my healing. During that month, I realized something had to change. I just couldn't keep juggling all the balls in the air anymore. That month turned into retiring from local teaching and private clients and dropping way back on filming to focus on my own healing. It was an incredibly humbling time. There were a lot of tears, anger, and frustration. Ultimately, that time led to the biggest transformation of my life and truly embodying my life as a yogi. I can honestly say now that I am grateful for my migraines because they forced me to become a yogi. I had preached ahimsa, nonviolence, to my students, but I was treating my body with violence through overwork, lack of sleep, and generally pushing myself beyond my limits. Through the migraines, I was able to embrace satya, truthfulness, and get honest about what was important for me and my family. I am so grateful that I get to be home with my daughter Trinity every night, and now I get to work with my husband full time and spend almost every minute of every day with him. I am no longer stealing usted hours from time when I should be sleeping or time that I would like to be with my family. There is much more balance in my life, brahmacharya. I am no longer hoarding aparigraha. More classes, more work, clients, in an effort to be more, earn more, or do more. As one of our Namaste Yogi members, Carla Austin, my new member on Vancouver Island, wisely said, and shared this week on our membership site, she said, "Do your yoga practice and all is coming." And I find that to be really true. I think the biggest transformation through my migraines and the tools of yoga that I have has been tapas, the self-discipline to focus on my health. I now practice purity, sach. I am clean. I have been sober for almost 2 years now. I have been without sugar for almost as long. And through these things and eating more clean than I have in my entire life, many Namaste yogis have witnessed and commented on the transformation in my physical appearance. I'm now experiencing santosh, contentment, like never before in my life. It is my honor, privilege, and joy to be able to offer the teachings of yoga with my beloved husband, Tim. I look forward to many more years of svadhyaya, study and self-growth and transformation. And I surrender, Ishvar Paridan, all that Namaste Yoga has become and will evolve into, to the divine. I'd love to hear your story of transformation of how Namaste Yoga has transformed your life over the last 200 episodes or 4 years. You can leave it in the comments below. You can send me an email at info@melissawest.com. You can send me a voicemail on my website at melissawest.com through SpeakPipe. You can send me an email to info@melissawest.com. You can leave me a message on Facebook. There's lots of ways you can send it to me. If you like this video, give it a thumbs up. Thanks so much for watching.
For more tips on how to take your yoga off of your mat and into your life, visit askmelissawest.com and have Melissa's videos delivered directly to your inbox. While you're there, ask Dr. Melissa West a question. She may answer your question on an upcoming episode of Living Your Yoga.